Saga Egmont presents With or Without You by Shari Lowe, read by Helen McAlpine. How it all began. I think we've all had those moments in life. The crossroads. The should I or shouldn't I? Will I or won't I? The moments when you know that you have to make a decision that will affect the rest of your life. Do you take the new job? Do you buy the new house? Do you sell up and move abroad? Do you cut off the toxic friend who detracts from your happiness? Do you start a family? Do you tell a forbidden love exactly how you feel and damn the consequences? Do your choices affect the other people in your life? If you move a chess piece, does it change the game for other members of your family or your friends? The seeds of inspiration for this book were sown during a conversation I had with my husband last summer. On a beautiful, balmy night in Florida, we were chatting about a moment in time, almost 20 years ago, when we'd considered going our separate ways. In the end, the parting was brief, and we stayed together. 2 decades later, we have an incredible family, and I couldn't imagine finding more happiness in any other life. But what would have happened if we'd made a different decision? We speculated long into the night, although I do confess to paying absolutely no attention to his theory that he may have become a rock star and married a supermodel. He'd look terrible in leather trousers. Next morning, I woke up, and I couldn't shake the thought. What if your whole life was determined by one decision? By the end of that day, the outline for this novel was writing itself in my mind. This isn't my story. It belongs to a character who'd been living in my head for a while, just waiting for her world to come along. Liv is a 28-year-old nurse who works in palliative care. She has been married to Nate for almost 6 years. It's 1999, and the dawn of the new millennium is only minutes away. Her moment of decision? Should she stay in a marriage even though she feels there's something missing? Or should she walk away from the man she has loved for many years? How can she possibly be sure of the right thing to do? If Liv leaves Nate, will she regret it in 10 years' time and mourn the loss of the man she will come to realise was the love of her life? Or will she go on to find another great love and discover that there's a different happiness out there, one that she could never have imagined? Or, if we're getting really deep and philosophical, would the outcomes be the same no matter what choice she made? Perhaps our lives and loves are predetermined, our paths mapped out, and it doesn't matter what twists and turns we take on the road, we still end up exactly where we're meant to be. Think about the crossroads you've had in your life. Did you say yes or no? Leave, stay, move forward, or reverse right back to the situation you'd come from? Would you have wanted to know how each scenario played out, so you could have made an informed decision? Or is it better to step into the unknown and take a chance on happiness, on love, on life? I didn't have the answers, so there I was, wondering, thinking, visualising. I wanted to know what would happen to Liv over the years from then until now, whether she opted to stay or decided to leave. So I started with the choice, the moment of decision, and split the view. 2 parallel lives. But which one would be the happy ever after? Prologue. The last minute of 1999. There were 60 seconds left of the 20th century. Hogmanay. The biggest night of the Scottish celebratory calendar, when we eat, we sing, we dance, and we welcome in the new year with the people we love. The music was blaring, the revellers were dancing up a storm, and the glasses were being topped up with champagne, as I leant close to my husband's ear. "I wish you'd had an affair," I said, my voice cracking. "It would be so much easier to do this." Nate smiled, leaned in and kissed me, but not with any grand passion. That was part of the problem. We'd been together since midway through.